This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the BetRivers Network.
What is up, combat sports fans far and wide? Here we are again for another episode of Betting Weekly Fight Life presented by our friends over at Bet River Sportsbook. I'm Anilo Piro in Colorado. My partner Ray Flores out in Chicago. How are we doing, my man?
Well, it is cold, but we have been hot regarding our predictions to start off 2022. So I am very happy the way things have been going. And you know what? I'm even happier with what we saw to William Foster beating Edwin De Los Santos last week on Showbox. We went ahead and we cashed that baby. So if you are tailing us, then by all means, you went to the bank right with Bet Rivers.
Absolutely. It was a good read last night, and I loved the Friday night fights, right? I was so in week 18 mode for football, and that's the beauty of the combat sports is there's fights year-round. You're going to have some nice boxing, some nice MMA now back in the mix. It's a great opportunity to bet a different sport besides the core four.
Absolutely. And you know what? Last week, we just had boxing. This week, the UFC is back. We have a fun main event with Giga Chikadze, Calvin Kattar. Really looking forward to diving into that. Next week, the UFC's got a massive heavyweight championship fight. Looking forward to examining that next week. But we got a lot to get to today, Anilum, as we have both boxing and a UFC card. Very much looking forward to that. On top of that, and I know that that's not this kind of show, but I mean, with what we saw out of NFL Week 18 and the playoffs coming up this week, Bet Rivers is going to be all over my world because I'm diving into the wild card and seeing what's going on with that. I'm looking at the Joe Smith-Steven Gaffrard fight. I'm looking into the main event, the UFC card. So much to get to. A lot of fun. Let's dive into it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, guys, be sure to get your bets in with Bet Rivers Sportsbook, all odds courtesy of Bet Rivers. And let's start in the octagon, shall we? It feels like it's been about a century since we've seen a UFC fight. The first card of the year, lead up to the big pay-per-view next week. You mentioned it. We've got Calvin Kattar making his return to the ring. I think it's a year to the day, just about, from his fight against Max Holloway out on the island, which was an absolute beatdown. My goodness, Max Holloway looked good. And he will be going up against Giga Chikadze. I think I said it right this time.
You did, yes. Giga Chikadze, the Georgian.
Yes, so it's going to be a good fight. We're talking about someone who has electric striking ability with his legs, and he is the minus 240 favorite on Bet River Sportsbook. The comeback on Calvin Kattar at plus 190. The first main event of the year 2022, and it promises to be action-packed.
I completely agree with you. As I look at it, look, Calvin Kattar is one of those guys that he is very tough and he is durable. I mean, this guy has had some good moments, but also, as you mentioned, he did come up short against the likes of Max Holloway about a year ago. So as I look at this fight right now, Anilum, on Bet Rivers, I'm looking at Giga Chikadze. He's minus 240. He's the favorite. Calvin plus 190. But to me, I want to look at the value. Where do I think the best value is? To me, right now, the over-under on the rounds is where I'm going to sink my teeth into. As I look at the over at 3.5 rounds, that is at minus 120. Under 3.5 rounds is minus 112. Here's the deal. Calvin Kattar has only lost one time in the distance, and that was that he was submitted years ago. Giga Chikadze, he's won his last three by knockout and by finish. But to me, I think Calvin Kattar has the opportunity and the wherewithal to survive. That's why I think that this one is going to go over on the 3.5 rounds. I think Giga Chikadze's stoppage streak goes by the wayside. Look, he picked up a fantastic third round TKO over Edson Barbosa back in August. Prior to that, a beautiful Giga kick to finish off Cub Swanson. But I think Calvin Kattar is a little bit smarter. I think he doesn't take as many chances. He's going to try to make this and extend the fight. So that's why I'm leaning towards the over on the 3.5 rounds. I think Giga Chikadze is going to win this fight, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as people think.
Yeah, and I think that's a good read and a good lean on the over-under for the rounds in this fight, because this is a tough matchup stylistically for Giga a little bit, because he's known for his striking with his legs. Tree trunks can inflict some real damage. And you mentioned Calvin's kind of wherewithal, right? I mean, he goes the full 25 minutes against Max Holloway in a fight where he was pretty much a body bag. Yeah, I mean, he was just getting clipped left and right. And the fact that he was able to go the distance in that fight shows you he's got some heart, shows you he's got some tenacity. It's a tough bounce-back fight for Calvin. Calvin Kattar. I can't rule him out, but you know what's interesting to me about this fight is I think the longer the fight goes, the better chance Calvin has to win the fight, because I worry about Giga main event. Maybe he burns out a little bit with the leg kicks. I think if he can get past round three, Calvin might be a live opportunity to win the fight. It's an interesting one stylistically, being that one specializes with the legs and the kicking and the other is a fantastic striker with the fists.
Yeah, and Giga Chikadze has really been growing and evolving. I mean, he has won every single fight inside the octagon. He started off with 4 straight wins by decision. Since that time, he's been able to flip the switch and become a finisher. But somewhere along the lines, that stops, and you really meet that upper echelon competition. Right. And to me, Calvin Kattar is that guy. Now, if Giga Chikadze is the guy in the division and is going to be the next big thing at 45, then he has to go out there and finish off Calvin Kattar. I more so think that Giga Chikadze can be the real deal. But I don't think that if Max Holloway wasn't able to finish one right. Calvin Kattar, and you mentioned the beatdown that he put on Kattar, and Kattar was so durable and resilient and didn't quit, I can't see Giga Chikadze coming in and steamrolling him. If he does, I will come on the show next week and say, you know what? Hey, I am a believer that this guy is special. I think Giga Chikadze is very good. The jury's still out if he's special or not. He has glimpses of being special, but now they did a great job matching up Chikadze against Calvin Kattar, Sean Shelby, and Mick Maynard and company. This is the kind of fight where we find out, is Giga Chikadze a pretender? Or is he a legit contender to the world championship? We're going to find out on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I like your read on this one. And, you know, we've talked about the rounds a little bit. And, you know, these guys, I'm sure they can go to the ground and put in some good grappling work, but they're known for their striking. So this is a fight that I expect to stay on the feet. And if it does end early, it's probably going to be via a knockout from one of these guys, both with tremendous power. And just looking at the odds on Bet Rivers, if you want to play Giga to go to win by decision, it's at plus 225, which I think he's going to win. We mentioned the chin on Calvin Kattar. That seems like it could be a nice little path to make a little change.
I do like that, but at the same time, I could see a case where Chikadze gets a finish midway through the fourth. So right. That's where I'm kind of like, you know what? Like, if he lands that Giga kick and starts to really wail away, then he can really go out there and finish off Calvin Kattar. And even with that stoppage, that makes a statement late. But that's why I'm saying over on the 3.5 rounds at minus 120, that to me is the best value, because I hate to borrow a term from Gloria Gaynor, I think that Kattar will survive up until the fourth round passed. So that's why I'm saying, let's go ahead, let's be safe, let's be smart. And the way I look at it, I think Chikadze could get a stoppage late. I could even see Kattar pulling off an upset. But if that were to happen, I think it turns the division upside down, because people are already thinking, Giga Chikadze, look at him. Oh, my gosh. He's been growing, evolving. You know, he's a proud Georgian. But now this is going to be the moment where it's like, okay, your main event. And I think this is his first main event, if I'm correct, Danilo.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And I think, you know, using a word that we use a lot in fighting is momentum, right? Yes. And he's got Giga, who's entering this fight, having fought, you know, a handful of pretty successful fights his last few go-arounds, versus Calvin Kattar, who hasn't really stepped in the ring in about a year, coming off a devastating defeat. And I mean, in a way, he'll be okay if he loses this fight, but if he wants a chance at the belt anytime soon, he's going to have a strong showing against Giga. So I think there's a lot on the line for both fighters.
I don't know what Calvin Kattar did to piss off the matchmakers with the UFC. And I'm sure he's like, yeah, I'll take it. No problem. But man, you go from Max Holloway, a five round war a year ago, and you don't even get a bounce back fight. They're like, here is this guy who has been just destroying people over the past three fights. Here you go. Here's Giga Chikadze. I'm like, man, they are not giving any easy layups to Calvin Kattar. Calvin Kattar from Boston. Look, Boston tough, man. All the fighters I've known in my life from Boston, they are just so tough. Boston, anywhere in Massachusetts, they are tough as nails. There's something in the water over there in Massachusetts where these guys are built differently. And you got a guy in Giga Chikadze who is very much seek and destroy mode. Together, I think this fight has the makings of being a five-round decision. I like where you're going with Chikadze by decision. But again, I'm more like, let me lean on the side of caution. Let's not get greedy here. Let's be smart. Let's cash this. Let's make some money here with Bet Rivers. Let's go over on the 3.5 rounds.
No, I completely agree. And you mentioned value. You know, it's at minus 120. That is a fair price for a bet like this. And I mean, what's the magic number in betting? Minus 110. You know, when that's you see right. minus 110, that means, you know, that's about even on both sides in regards to the opinion of the book. Minus 120 tells you a little something, that there's a little juice for a reason, but still a very fair price for something that I agree with you, Ray.
You're probably way too young to remember this, but there was a pro wrestling manager from back in the WWF days named the Doctor of Style Slick, and he talked about money. And that's what we are about, my friend. The over of the 3.5 rounds, minus 120. Get it now on Bet Rivers, because I'm surprised that people aren't juicing this bad boy up even more.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good fight. And one last time, the odds for the money lines on both of these fighters. Calvin Kattar, plus 190, the dog on Bet Rivers, minus 240 for Giga Chikadze on Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So should be a banger. Fireworks expected for the first big fight of the year in the UFC.
Well, you talked about bangers, my friend. Well, we're going to have a banger when it comes to the world of boxing, as you have the light heavyweight championship of the world being defended this upcoming Saturday with Joe Smith Jr., who has a record of 27-3, 21 knockouts, defending his championship against Stephen Giffrard out of Florida. What's interesting about this, Anilam, is the fact that Giffrard got this call on late notice. Originally, it was supposed to be Callum Johnson challenging Joe Smith for the WBO Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. With just over a week's notice, Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, and we wish him all the best. But now insert Stephen Giffrard, the 31-year-old out of Florida. What is interesting about this, Anilo, is the fact that he's from Miami. This guy, he lost his first two fights in his professional career, Giffrard did. And since that time, he has rattled off. He's won 18 straight fights.
Wow.
He's 18-2, only been stopped once, and that was because of a cut in his professional debut. He trains under the guidance of Kevin Cunningham, who used to train Devin Alexander, Corey Spinks, now trains Erickson Lubin, an outstanding super welterweight, used to train Adrian Broner as well. But Joe Smith Jr., this guy, I don't know. I think he's still a laborer, but I remember when Joe Smith Jr. made his national television debut. I was telling you about this on the air. This was almost 6 years ago in June of 2015. Here in Chicago, or June of 2016. I mean, look, the older you get, the more things sort of blend together. No, it's June of 2016 is when it was at the UIC Pavilion. He came in on late notice and just steamrolled and just blasted out Andrew Funfara. And that was his welcoming, you know, his debut on the national stage. And he looked amazing. Since that time, he's beaten the likes of Bernard Hopkins. You know, he's coming off of a win where he has a majority decision victory over Maxim Vlasov last April to capture the vacant WBO Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. Had a tremendous, what a war against Eliezer Alvarez back in August of 2020. So Joe Smith Jr. is feeling some momentum. Since losing to Dmytro Bivol back in March of 2019, he has won three straight. And to me, Joe Smith Jr. is the goods. He's 32 years of age. He's trying to set himself up for unification fights. with some of the best at light heavyweight. But what I'm looking at, and Danilo, you want to break down the odds, because they are certainly one way, my friend.
This is, one way is, I think, a good way to describe this. I mean, we're like, you know, I know Amanda Nunes lost and she was the minus 900 favorite, but we're talking about the minus 1200 favorite in Joe Smith. Minus 1200 for a title fight. Like, yeah, that is absolutely insane. Going up against Steve Griffard at plus 700. I mean, you want to talk about discrepancy, my friend.
Oh, quite a bit. But this is why you watch this show. This is why you tune in every single week, because we're going to dive into the numbers and what we see on Bet Rivers. Right now, total rounds over under 6.5 under. Let's take a look at it. They're both at minus 115. Now, I was thinking, I was torn about this before we got on the air, Anilo. And I'm thinking, I'm like, man, Joe Smith Jr. wants to come out, really wants to make a statement. This guy wants to prove to everybody that he is the best light heavyweight and one of the best light heavyweights in the world. He's a world champion. But the last time Joe Smith Jr. got a first round or anything under six rounds, you have to go back to Melvin Russell back June 30th, 2018. So that is over 3.5 years ago. Steven Giffrard has won 18 straight. Now, granted, has he fought the level of competition that Joe Smith Jr. has? No. He's coming off a win over Denis Krachev back last March. Before that, he beat Zoltan Zaram back by fourth round TKO. I'm looking at Giffrard. He hasn't been past eight rounds over the course of his career. But this guy is trained under the guidance of Kevin Cunningham. He's smart. He has good boxing ability. He has good technical skill. So that's why I am leaning on the over of the 6.5 rounds. Joe Smith Jr. is a puncher. He wants to come and tear your head off, but he's also not going to come in stupid and try to expose himself, especially against a guy who has nothing to lose and everything to gain in Giffrard. That's why I believe this fight goes into the midway part of the seventh round. If I was setting the odds, I would leave it at about seven rounds. But the fact that we got 6.5 rounds, as I look at the numbers, I'm like, oh, 6.5 rounds. Oh, baby, give me the hook. Typically, I'm not a fan of the hook. But right, in this case, the hook is being a benefit to us.
No, and I like that read, because I think when you see odds like this, right, minus 1,200, I mean, that is huge. I think the natural inclination is, oh, this guy has got to beat him down and beat him down quick. But you mentioned, I think you said Joe Smith, 32 years old, some in his early 30s, prime of his career, smarter fighter here. And you mentioned that Griffard, you know, he's coming in on short notice. And I wonder if that – I mean, not I wonder. I know for a fact the odds are the way that they are because of that. But, you know, maybe he comes in with his back against the wall, you know, flying free. Hey, I'm not supposed to be here. I got called in on short notice. Like, let me just go out there and swing. So I do think that Joe Smith will probably try to fight the smarter fight, knowing where he's at in his career and obviously defending the strap as well. And that's the beautiful thing, though, is we're talking about, like, we talk about value and looking through the lines and the data and the numbers, right? I mean, we're talking about a minus 1200 favorite, and we're able to find a play that's not out of this world, that's minus 115, that allows you, you know, to kind of feel one type of way about the fight.
It's why you have to keep watching this show every week, because you're thinking, oh, minus 1250. Oh, you know what?
Pass.
Stay away, this and that. Yeah. No. Because that's why you're watching this, because we're going to dive into the intricacies and the nuances of why this fight has value. And to me, the over-under on the 6.5 rounds is where it's at. And right now, as I am taking a look at the line, it's minus 115 over-under. So to me, that is incredible value for a fight like this, because it'll keep you entertained. But I think Joe Smith gets a stoppage midway through that seventh round or even later, because as you pointed out, there are bigger financial opportunities out there for him, but he cannot go out there swinging crazy and maybe get caught and put himself in a position to get beat. So what do you have to do as Joe Smith? Giffrard is going to come in here and he's going to try to win this fight by a decision. Unless I've seen something and I've watched some tape on Giffrard, I don't think he can knock out Joe Smith Jr. So what's the way for Giffrard to win this fight? by decision,
right?
Meaning he's got to extend this fight. For Joe Smith Jr., you can't get down on the cards early against a boxer who could make you look bad. So what do you have to do? Use your jab. Use your fundamentals. Systematically break down your opponent. I can't see Geffrard, especially because he's trained under the guidance of Kevin Cunningham. Kevin Cunningham, a former St. Louis police officer, is a very smart trainer and keeps his guys and puts them in positions to win. I think he'll keep Geffrard out of danger, and Geffrard will use his ring IQ to stay away from the power of Joe Smith until Joe Smith really starts to cut off the ring. I see that happening in 5, 6, and then in the 7th, I see Joe Smith really turning it up in upstate New York and getting the finish midway through the 7th round. That's why over on the 6.5 rounds at -115, and I think that's how it's going to go in that light heavyweight championship matchup.
The cream rises to the top. You expect Joe Smith to put it on late. And I know you're probably not going to bet it. I'm not going to bet it either. But just for the listener, if you think Ray is a mind reader and has a good read on this fight, Joe Smith to win in the 7th round specifically is +850.
For those of you,
I like to take the moonshot and play it big and try to hit the home run. There's your odds. +850 for round 7 is juicy.
Hey, man, I like that. But you know what? As I said, I can merely suggest. But the way that I'm going is at the -6.5 rounds. Let's just win, baby.
Let's go.
And that's the bottom line, not because Stone Cold said so, because we said so on this very show.
Absolutely love it. Again, all odds and fights courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. This is the Fight Life Betting Weekly podcast. So let's get in to our official picks. I know we've talked about some totals that we like. We cashed nicely on the William Foster bet last week, played it a little safe, made some money, and away we go. Where do we want to start with our Stone Cold locks for this week? We've talked about the big UFC fight, the big boxing fight. I think there's some money-making opportunities out there.
Completely agree with you. And look, typically I'd be on the Giga Chikadze bandwagon at -240. But to me, that is a little bit too high when it comes to the number. So that's why I like the over on the 3.5 rounds. What is it at right now, Anilo, again?
It was -120 last I checked.
Let's -120. I like the over on the 3.5 rounds. I think a midway through the 4th round stoppage for Chikadze, or I can even see a Chikadze decision victory. So I like Chikadze in the fight, but to me, the smart play at -120 over the 3.5 rounds with Giga Chikadze and Calvin Kattar. Where are you leaning towards, my man?
Yeah, and honestly, I probably will end up tailing that play because I do agree with you. But I think I want to take the chance, man. I think I want to put some lunch money on Giga Chikadze at +225. I like the number, and I just feel he's going to – you know, we were talking about Joe Smith, right, having to fight smart, not wanting to gas himself out, knowing there's bigger opportunities. Obviously, two different fights. But I think Giga, with this momentum, knowing where he's at in his career – I think he's going to try to fight a little bit smarter. And I mentioned that if this fight goes longer, maybe it's an opportunity for Calvin Kattar. We'll see if that happens. But I think that Giga is the better fighter right now. And I don't expect him. I expect him to come out strong, but not swinging for the fences. Right. So I do like this fight to go the distance in the first place, riding that over total that we were talking about. And I do think that Giga is the right side here. And look, we're talking about you're literally flipping the odds. He's the -240 favorite. You're telling me I can get him at +240 to win the fight by decision. I think that's an all right bet. I really do. So that's one that I'm taking a look at for the Giga Chikadze fight going up against Calvin Kattar. I think it's Giga's fight to win.
Look, one thing I've done here in 2022, because summer is right around the corner, Nilo, and I'm trying to get shredded, so I'm eating a lot more popcorn instead of potato chips. And one thing I like doing is sprinkling a little bit of salt in my buttered popcorn. Right. So I might sprinkle a little bit on that Giga Chikadze when it comes to decision. You might be going ahead and enticing me to sprinkle a little bit. But my official play is the over the 3.5 rounds, but I'm going to tail you as well. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on the Chikadze decision, bro.
I love it, man. And one other play involving a fight we haven't talked about that I just wanted to kind of mention here. Being in Colorado, close to Factory X, close to Team Elevation, some of the best fighters in the world train just down the street from me. And you've got Brandon Royval, who's fighting this week against Rogerio Bontorin. And Royval's the -177 favorite for this fight. I believe he's stepping in on short notice for this one. But here's the thing about Royval. If he wins, he's going to win by decision 9 times out of 10. And I was just looking at the odds for Royval by submission. plus 175. I mean, it's not like a small plus. It's not plus 110, plus 120. I mean, you're talking almost 2-to-1 odds here for Royval to win a fight in the way in which he typically wins fights. So yeah. I think there's some value on Royval at plus 175 by submission. Just wanted to throw that one out there for the listener as well. I think that's going to be a banger fight.
You know what, man? I am all about it. I love when people support their hometown fighters. I did that with Bilal Muhammad and Clay Guida a couple of weeks ago. In the words of Frank Sinatra, I believe in you. So I'm telling you, man, you can make it happen. I believe. Let's see if Royval gets that victory by submission.
Yeah, no, I like it. And then shifting over to the boxing ring, I'm pretty sure we're both going to be on the same thing here in the fight between Steve Griffard and Joe Smith. Obviously a massive favorite, Joe Smith coming in at minus 1250. I mean, if you want to bet over $1,000 to win 100, be my guest. Yes. I'm not going to go ahead and do that. But we found a nice price on the over 6.5 rounds at minus 115.
And look, here's the thing. And I want to say, proceed with caution when it comes to this stuff. You know, I'm saying the over on the 6.5 rounds. Would I be surprised if Smith gets him out in the fourth round? Actually, yeah, I would be, because Joe Smith over the past several years has been a notoriously slow starter. But again, he's been fighting upper echelon competition. But when you have a changed opponent from Callum Johnson to Stephen Giffard, Giffard is technically sound. I think he's going to try to extend this fight. I can't see Joe Smith going out there, giving up early rounds, thinking he can tear off the head of Giffard. I think it is going to be a smart, calculated dissection by Joe Smith Jr. And then the seventh round, he goes out there for the finish and says, enough is enough. I've broken this guy down. I've hurt him. He's been staying up, but now I'm going to really close the show in grand fashion. That's why I think Joe Smith over on the 6.5 rounds. This fight will go over on the 6.5 rounds. And again, we go from a minus 1250 to looking at the numbers, diving into it, and getting a minus 115 play. Again, that's what we do.
Bet smarter, not harder. I mean, all you got to do is watch the podcast on a Thursday, on a Friday, before the fights on Saturday, and you're going to have a nice bucket of information to take with you to the Bet Rivers app when you're making your bets. So good stuff, man. I'm looking forward to it. Next week, we've got the big pay-per-view that we're going to talk about. We're finally settling into a groove, a nice balance between boxing, MMA, the whole nine, and we're looking forward to keeping you guys covered and locked in with it all right here on Betting Weekly Fight Life, presented by our friends over at Bet River Sportsbook. Ray, my man, before we get out of here, you got any closing thoughts?
You know what, man? All I got to say is we continue to get, you know, more viewers and listeners. Thank you so much for supporting. Thank you for being just vocal when it comes to what you think, how our picks are going. But next week, not only do we have a UFC card, but you know that I like to serve everybody. We have Gary Russell Jr. and Mark Moxayo for the WBC Featherweight Championship of the World. That is going to be a heck of a fight, and I cannot wait to break it down with you right here on Betting Weekly on Bet Rivers, because there is so many great fights coming up, and we get to break it all down and look at the numbers on Bet Rivers, my friend.
Absolutely. And look, we know the NFL playoffs are coming up. You got basketball, you got hockey, but there's nothing like betting on a fight. And that's where we're going to keep you covered every single week. And look, I mean, we're not just giving out winners. We're talking about totals, method of victory. We're going kind of around the horn with different ways for you to find value betting the fight game right here on Betting Weekly Fight Life, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. But if that's it for you, my friend, let's take it away. Let's get ready to watch these fights this weekend, and away we go. For Ray Flores in Chicago, I'm Anilo Pirro in Colorado. This has been the latest installment of Betting Weekly Fight Life, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the Bet Rivers Network.